Blog Talk Radio.
Facebook, Instagram, Google, Plus, Twitter. It's the Madeline and Mommy Show. Woo! See you again.
Facebook, Instagram, Google, Plus, Twitter. It's the Madeline and Mommy Show.
Woo! All right. It's the Madeline and Mommy Radio Show. Say happy Easter, and we hope y'all are doing well out there, staying safe, staying home during this coronavirus pandemic 2020. So we do have a couple of guests scheduled to call in today, starting at 4:10 Eastern Standard Time. We'll have our special segment with Ellen and Nicole Turner, Coffee Time with Ellen and Nikki. Then at 4:20 p.m., we have one of our USA Lifetime Star reporters calling in, Miss Diva Rose Montgomery. We're looking forward to hearing what they've got to talk about today, so don't go anywhere because we'll be right back.
She just wants to be beautiful. She goes unnoticed. She knows no limits. Attention she praises, an image she prays to be, crossed by the sculptor.
You should know you're beautiful.
that was beautiful. All right, and we're back. It's Madeline and Mommy Show. And we want to remind you guys, we've been hosting a live virtual casting online for our Mad Fashion Show coming up this year. It's been pushed back to August, but for a very great cause. We're going to be teaming up with the Florida Central Florida Kids and Family Expo at the Orange County Convention Center on August 8th and 9th. That's a huge event you don't want to miss. More details will be coming up, but we are doing the virtual casting, and I'm extending it another month. We've had such a great response. So if you're interested in being a part of Mad Fashion, just send us an email to madmommyshow2015@gmail.com for more details. What we do need is a headshot and a video that can be shot with your phone of your runway walk. That can be shot either outside on the sidewalk or in your hallway at home. Very simple. Make sure you wear some sort of proper attire, such as black pants or leggings and a black tank top or dress shirt and black shoes, unless you have a nice suit or a party dress. All right, it looks like our first caller is on the line. We're going to switch over and say hello because it is time for coffee time with Ellen and Nikki. Let's give Ms. Nicole Turner a warm welcome. Hi, Ms. Nikki.
Hi, Ms. Ellen and everyone else. How is everyone?
We're good, and we're live on Facebook today.
Oh, yay. Well, hi to everyone who is watching Facebook Live as well.
So, Ms. Nikki, did you guys have a happy Easter?
Yes, we did, actually. We had a great Easter.
That's good. I know with everything going on, it's so difficult, you know, but the main thing is that you reflected and thank God for the many blessings that we all have. And also, just enjoy quality time with your family. And that's it.
Yeah, and I can definitely say we did that. Had a nice meal, and we cheated a little tiny bit. We went and visited my godmom, but everyone's been so quarantined that, we're not really hands-on with anyone. So we cheated a little bit.
Sure, you can sanitize a mask, sweetie. We can, because you just don't want to come in contact with it in any way. We have Madeline joining us here today, and she just made some hot chocolate. You got your cup of coffee, Miss Nikki?
Actually, today I transferred to tea. Too much caffeine. So I have my tea. So, but okay. It's hot, and we have that. So yes.
Usually I'm drinking tea, but Miss Madeline always hooks us up with a cup of hot chocolate. Do you know when it's hot out? My husband told me this years ago. When it's hot out, you're supposed to drink a warm drink. It opens up your pores and it helps you to perspire and it cools you off.
Yes, and it also helps with acne too.
Isn't that weird? So we're having our hot cup of whatever here. We got the AC blasted over here. Thank God we got our AC fixed. Oh my goodness. On top of it all, that's the worst, to have your AC go down. You know how that is, too.
Oh, yes. I went through that through the winter months, kind of relieved, because we do live here in Florida. So I was really relieved to have that happen during the winter and not now.
I know. So how you guys, what you been doing for fun since we're all quarantined at home these days?
Well, my family's pretty close-knit, so the kids have been spending some much-needed time together. They watch movies, and I know they nap, so they're accustomed now to an afternoon nap. They sound like,
I know. I told Marilyn she stopped staying up late at night.
Mine do, too. They are adjusting to enjoying homeschooling because, their teachers give them a due date. So they can go and work on assignments, and then they can do whatever they want. So,
yeah, but they also monitor, they can see that they're popping on there every day doing a little bit of work and keeping up with it too. And that's the main thing. As long as they go on there every day and they just keep picking away at it, make sure they make their deadlines and everything, and do good on their quizzes, they'll be fine.
Yeah, we actually kicked off today for my son, who last week when we talked, nothing was really happening.
Yeah, I was going to ask about him. Yeah, he's a special needs child.
Yeah, he's ESE, and I know his teacher finally got up to his virtual school in Microsoft Teams and ClassLink. And so half of the kids can't. They're still doing paper. We're waiting for that to happen. However, I really like the way that his ESE teacher is teaching in a different way. For ESE kids, you know, for normal kids, they can communicate all day long. But for special needs kids, sometimes it's challenging. And so one of her assignments is for her students to log in and communicate with each other in a different way. So she's opted to take the time to educate her kids and teach them communicating. So they have to learn different ways and different technology, not so much reading and math and, you know, history like some of our other kids. His teacher, while we're waiting for all that stuff to come, she says, you know what, let's do this as a classroom assignment and let's learn social. She's engaging us parents to reach out to each other and help our special needs kids get on. I heard an incredible, encouraging story that one of my son's students who can barely read and can barely write in the classroom, but he figured out before his other classmates work and send messages and communicate with his classmates and teacher just through virtual. So I thought that was pretty interesting. And right. I think that's a really great perspective to look at it from that point of view.
You know, I think it's awesome about it, especially for kids like your son, because he is technology, whatever. He's inclined, you know, and technically inclined. Is that right, Madeline? She's over here making banana bread, just so you know.
Ooh, yummy.
But, anyways, so your guy here, this is going to be great for him to help him expand, actually. I know he wants to do more in the photography business, you know, work a little more closer with his dad. This is going to really help him with his computer skills. And I think, too, it will keep him more focused and less worried about the kids and other things that are going on around him in the classroom and the bullies and things like that. I think it's great for him.
Seeing that right now he came across one of his classmates that is actually struggling, who's a senior, and he's ready to give up. And the first reaction was, oh, let's call his mom. Let's get his password. So I really think that it's interesting that our ESE kids found a way, hey, we can actually communicate with each other. Oh, great, you got the cell phone number. Now I can reach out to my, because they're used to being in the classroom and supporting each other. And now they're realizing that they can't do that. And so some of them are wanting to shut down, and some of the others are like, no, let's help. So it's promoting our non-social children, because our ESC kids tend to not be as social. And so that is a problem. And so this is encouraging them to do that. And I found that to be quite interesting today. And I know we've been talking about this at our coffee time about how the different changes are happening.
Glad you started this, you know, because I was going to bring it up. That was one of the things that I wanted to bring up, because I was curious to find out what happened from last week. So that's great to know. I'm so glad that it worked out. And, you know, I'm sure plenty of parents reached out and complained about what, you know, they were proposing to do, and they had to make the changes. So that's good.
Well, his teacher was telling me this morning, the great thing is that us parents can sit with them too, and the teacher wants us parents to be more engaged. And that's fine, because I'm one of those moms that is all for it. So,
well, not working.
But her main concern for the ESE kids was not so much the academics, because we can do that. We can send them paper and they can do that. But really for their mental and their social and their emotional, because, you know, they're not in the classroom engaging with each other. And that is so important. And I think when all this, you know, whatever our new norm is going to be after this, I definitely think that this new way of learning something new is actually going to make schooling better and different for everyone.
Well,
and this is definitely a great tool.
Everybody's different, so this may not be for all kids, okay?
No.
But there's going to be a lot more kids, I bet you, switching over to homeschooling or whatever after this, which I don't blame them. I think we're doing the same, you know, because honestly, with all my kids, I know I go to the extreme to make sure she interacts with other children on a regular basis. My husband is very old school about it. He doesn't want her. He wants her to be in school because of my interaction with other kids. But,
yeah.
You know, if sorry, but at this point, it's about not about that anymore. It's about safety first. And there's been so many things going on in schools over the past just a few years. It's ridiculous. And, you know, I'm not comfortable with it. I haven't been comfortable with it. And, you know, God provides us for things for whatever reason. And if we don't do them, he will force us to do them. And I really feel that a lot of us are being forced to do things that we've been procrastinating for a long time right now, you know, and not just individuals as a whole.
Yeah, I agree with that, too. I've been doing, you know, I have a lot of time now. So it's really interesting to see how things are happening around the world. I saw a photo and an article that the Himalayas, the cities that surround the Himalaya mountains, they can actually visually see the Himalayas mountains now from their city again, which was never possible before. How amazing is that? Rivers are turning blue again. And so it's like our earth is healing itself along with hopefully mankind as well.
Yep.
You know, because socializing with other people, you know, everyone took that for granted. And now that we don't have that access, I think this is going to help a lot of people kind of cherish those times that you do have when you get to interact with others. That's why I love doing Coffee Time with Ellen and Nikki, because we get to socialize with you guys, with everyone listening. Sometimes I wish you and I could hear some feedback, just so we know that we're keeping up with this. And, you know,
I have positive feedback on our radio shows, just so you know.
I know you do.
Yeah.
But it's nice
that's
to interact with everyone. Keep everyone up. And I hope everyone is safe and doing what they need to do.
Hey, don't go anywhere. What time is it? It looks like our next caller is on just a couple minutes early. So I'm going to let you say hello. Hang on 1 second.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi. Hi, this is Lady Bryant.
Yes, Miss Diva. How are you, honey?
I'm doing well.
So I got a surprise visitor on the line. Say hello.
Well, hello, Miss Rose. This is Miss Nikki.
Hey, Nikki. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you, sweetheart?
I'm doing really well.
Yeah, everybody
here.
At home, y'all doing good? You getting the house cleaned up?
Yes, yes, a little of everything. But most of my work shut down. My work shut down, but then they say we could take some training online. So I've been doing that, track crafting, but then I stopped that to do something else. I did some general cleaning, cooked a little bit, but I can't be cooking all that food because, you know, I said, I don't want to be Corona fine when it's all over with. I just want to be Miss Diva fine.
I know, right? Miss Nikki, Miss Nikki?
Yes.
Let's end coffee time for now. Real quick, can you tell the listeners where they can book their photo session with you?
Yes, I am still taking booking. However, I do have them on pause. So when we do that and we have to reschedule dates because we are playing with the government and their regulations as well, we are not charging any of those rescheduling fees that normally occur during normal times or the old normal times, however you want to put it. But you can find us on Facebook at Lasting Impressions by Nicole, or you can visit our website at www.lastingimpressionsbynicole.com.
Perfect. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to call in today, Ms. Nikki.
You're welcome, guys. Be safe. May God bless you and your families. And bye, Miss Rose.
You too as well, Nikki. I see you soon, hopefully.
See you soon,
yeah.
Hopefully, guys. Take care.
Yeah, you will. All right, take care, honey. I'll talk to you later. Thanks.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. So, Rose, how are you, babe? I haven't talked to you forever.
I know, right? Well, I missed it, but, you know, right when something was coming up for us to get back geared into the life, do some interviews, this coronavirus come along and shut down everything.
Oh, I know it. I know it. Now, did you send in your clip to us for the upcoming episode?
No, I haven't because I really don't have anywhere to film it. Even my little hallway is so short, you really can't see me walk
outside.
I don't have.
No, not for the fashion show, Miss Rose. You're already in. No. I'm talking about.
Yes, but I still wanted to send it in.
Oh, you do? You got a sidewalk or in your yard or something like that? You have a sidewalk?
Yeah, in my yard, I'm going to try to have to set the camera up myself because, you know, my husband not really into helping me film, so.
If you have any kind of a tripod or whatever, my daughter, I've seen her take hers. She's got a selfie stick, but I've seen her tape it to stuff before. She's hilarious.
Right.
I mean.
Well, I do have this clip-on thing. I thought maybe I could clip. I said I was going to see if I could clip it to the bumper of my car. And do it in the driveway.
That's so cute. Well,
yeah, you know the ones you put your. I'm sorry.
People have been having fun with this, making their own runway videos. It's so cute.
They've been nice though.
Yeah, really we got
nice.
More coming. I'd love to see you walk if you want to do it. No, but the video that I was talking about.
I'm gonna do it.
You are? Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. What I was talking
about
is...
you have a pretty big model group now coming up, too. I'm happy to see all the entries for the models.
Yes, and I think more so, we're getting a lot more even so. What do you call it? Once the pandemic lifts, you know, because people are just very indecisive. They don't know what to do, when to, you know. And so... worst-case scenario, this event will get pushed to December, is what I was told at the convention center.
Okay. All right.
But right now, it has not been changed from August 8th.
Okay.
So,
I'll be there, Lord's willing. Everything's well. I will be there.
I know. It'll be very fun and exciting and all of that. We're looking forward to it. For sure.
Yeah.
But when
I have
a video of Ms. Rose. Yeah, I know you got some other people. You got kids you want to bring too, right?
Well, my great niece, she's in Groveland, and my sister tried to tape something. She is not good with the camera, and the sun was setting in the back, so the sun blurred it out. The whole video was blurry. I was like, you can't take it with the sun in the camera. You have to take it with the camera behind you.
Yeah, the camera would have been perfect lighting. Didn't know.
But she's not
you
used
know?
To that stuff, though. But.
Exactly. It's okay. They'll figure it out. But what I want you to do, Miss Rose, me, if you would, you could do a video with your title on. And we're having our reporters only submit a clip to through your Facebook Messenger, your experiences and or views on the coronavirus pandemic.
Okay, I will.
And
I'll
you'll
get on it. I know I'm a little behind.
I am the credit for that. That's going on the Madeline and Mommy show. We're working on getting that out in the next week or so. Yeah.
Okay.
We've been working on that. Yeah, it'll be a full episode. Last night we posted just a little mini episode, just kind of check in with everybody for Easter.
Mm-hmm.
And last week Madeline did a commercial about her jewelry that she makes now.
Yes.
She's been doing all kinds
of stuff. I saw that. Good. And I always wanted to make it too, but I bought tools and never took the time to actually learn to make it. So at best, I've only made bracelets. So,
well, you know what? My mom, she used to make jewelry like out of tumbled stones and wire wrapped jewelry and all kinds of stuff here. Adeline, she's making silver jewelry, and they're really cute. Some of them have little gems in them, like the one she made for me. They're fixing a little birthstone in them. So,
those are cute. The butterflies and the fairies.
But she's busy doing that, her with her pop up shop and making friendship bracelets and all of that. So,
really cool.
Yeah, it's been a good and bad thing, because it's made people, like I was saying earlier, spend quality time with their families and start doing things that they wouldn't normally be doing, use their resources for a little bit. What have you been doing to have fun over there? How was your Easter?
Easter was good. I didn't do anything special. Went to church online, and other than that, not too much. But I was doing some crafting. I had these jelly jars that I saved, and I said I was going to try to do something with them where I was putting glitter on them. I haven't decided what the tops will look like yet, but putting glitter on those. And I went out Saturday, and a friend of mine, she has a 503C where she feeds the homeless. So I'll usually help her every month. And so we went out Saturday, and we passed out food to the people that came. And it was huge. That was her biggest one, because usually she feeds between 110 families a month. But this time she fed up to about 250, and would have fed more, but we ran out of food because there were still people coming. So the need is great. So it was very safe. The people stayed in their car. They just passed through in their car, popped their trunk. We put the food in there, closed the trunk, and let them go. So
good.
It felt good to be out and to be giving back. So, and I made some masks, and I donated them. Some of the members in the grandmother group that I'm in. I only made a few, so I made some for them. And I made some for 9 people, and I only had enough material for 10, so I had made myself one and 9 other people. Masks.
Oh wow!
Yes.
Oh nice. So, good for you. Now I think a lot of people are getting more crappy, and you know how to make a mask. There's definitely high demand for them. If somebody knows how to make toilet paper, they probably make a bunch of money off of that.
Exactly.
So you got to go with the times to make some money. I'm glad to hear that you're doing really good. Oh, and I want to give a shout-out to Chubby Line. I don't know if you saw that yesterday online. Chubby Line. They were one of our designers. You remember them?
Right. Yes, I remember. That's the young girl.
Egypt, you fell, right. And they had an Easter basket drawing. About 150
No,
people.
I missed that one.
So about 150 people went in on this Easter basket drawing, right? And they did the drawing live. I posted the video. I shared it. I got tagged in on it. I was over here cooking dinner. I didn't think nothing of it. You never expect to win anything, really. I know. And then I popped on to see what's going on. I saw I had a message. It was from Egypt. And there it was. I won. I won
$100. Oh, awesome.
And I won
$100.
And they sent me the money right away yesterday, Cash App. And then I got, they mailed out today a basket full of essentials, some really cool stuff. I think a Chubby Line mask that they made, and bunch of stuff, Lysol and sanitizer.
Well, congratulations.
I know, right? So I want to say thank you to Dr. Reba, you fell, and Egypt, you fell in New York. We love you guys so much. So awesome. Yay.
Would they be able to come down for the Mad Fashion show?
Well, they're trying. They are. Everybody's trying because it's very exciting. The Central Florida Kids and Family Expo is a very exciting event. That's a big event. There's a lot of press and media and news and everything there. It's perfect for Mad Fashion shows, and we're very excited about it. You know, like I said, everybody's just very hesitant until this pandemic is lifted. But trust me, either way, it's going to go down. Right now it's set for August. If we have to, at the latest, it'll be pushed to December. But it is going to be held at the Florida Kids and Family Expo at the Orange County Convention Center in Orlando, Florida. Yay!
Oh, wow. Oh, we good Bad Fashion stomping in high cotton now.
Yes, girl.
At the convention center. That is awesome.
I know. Just keep the faith and the Lord will provide. And I really 100% believe that. You know, it definitely.
Oh, yes.
So just keep the faith and know that we love you. Thank you so much for taking time to call in today, Miss Rose.
Sure. I love you guys too. So, yes.
Awesome. We'll be in touch, all right? And make sure you send me your videos now.
I will. I'll get on it.
Give me something to do. All right, sweetie.
Yes. I'll go ahead, fix myself up and presentable and go ahead and get it out the way.
My husband said to me yesterday, Mom, why do you have on so much makeup and hairspray? We're not going anywhere. I said, I'm getting my picture taken.
Your hair was beautiful, though. Right. That's what I got to go do.
All right, ladies. We'll talk to you soon. God bless you. Bye.
You too, guys. Bye-bye.
All right, so that's the end of the show. Madeline, are you going to say goodbye to everybody? I guess that's it. Good night, Apple. Oh, don't forget to give us a thumbs up on our YouTube channel, Madeline Mommy Show, and look us up on Facebook, Instagram, Google Plus, and Twitter. How the Girl Sings It. How's it go? Woo! Bye, guys. Catch you here next week. Same channel.
Well, you always let me through. Tell me I was nothing without you. You brought the flames and you put me through it. I had to learn not to fight for myself. And we both know. I can breathe again. You.